The RCMP Strategic Enforcement Response Team, CERT, was created to conduct strategic crime prevention, crime reduction and community safety initiatives within Manitoba communities. Led by Manitoba RCMP Major Crime Services and consisting of members of various RCMP units from across the province as well as members of the Brandon Police Service and Manitoba First Nations Police Service, the CERT team conducted a deployment in the Powerview Pine Falls area between June 20 and 22, 2023. During the operation, the CERT team was assisted by the RCMP Emergency Response Team, RCMP Traffic Services, and the National Weapons Enforcement Support Team. CERT members participated in the execution of 6 search warrants under the Criminal Code and Controlled Drugs and Substances Act, as well as 2 public safety firearms warrants under the Criminal Code. In total, 13 arrest warrants were executed in the Powerview Pine Falls area, and 2 were executed in Winnipeg by the Manitoba Integrated Violent Offender Apprehension Unit. 7 individuals were remanded into custody on various charges under the Criminal Code and Controlled Drugs and Substances Act, and 6 firearms were seized. 47 charges were laid under provincial statutes, including the Highway Traffic Act. The following arrests of note were made during the operation. Lauren Morisseau, 54, of Powerview Pine Falls, was arrested on 6 outstanding warrants of arrest and remanded into custody. Morisseau was on bail for 26 outstanding charges at the time of his arrest. Bradley Bone, 25, of Sag King First Nation, was arrested and charged with possessing firearms knowing the possession is unauthorized, possession of firearms while prohibited, and uttering threats. He was remanded into custody. Isaiah Morisseau, 38, of Sag King First Nation, was arrested and charged with possessing firearms knowing the possession was unauthorized and possession of firearms while prohibited, and remanded into custody. Morisseau was on probation at the time of his arrest. Kaya Harry, 25, of Sag King First Nation, was arrested and charged with possessing firearms knowing the possession was unauthorized and possession of a firearm while prohibited. She was remanded into custody. Lydia Gimond, 37, of Sag King First Nation, was arrested and charged with 2 counts of possessing a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking and remanded into custody. At the time of her arrest, Gimond was serving a conditional sentence. Charles Epp, 40, of Powerview Pine Falls, was arrested and charged with 2 counts of possessing ammunition while prohibited and 1 count of breaching a release order, curfew, and remanded into custody. Epp was on bail for 8 offenses at the time of his arrest. The RCMP and our policing partners are committed to working together in an effort to make our communities safer, said Superintendent Rob Lassen, officer in charge of RCMP Major Crime Services. During this deployment, we were able to disrupt the drug trade, seize firearms, and arrest a number of individuals with outstanding warrants. We know this will have a positive effect on the community of Powerview Pine Falls and the surrounding areas.